Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Entertainment Tonight ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tonight, Jonathan Majors arrested. The domestic dispute that landed the Creed and Ant-Man star behind bars and how this affects his next projects.
You want a bad guy? Here it comes.
Then, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Her ski crash trial's most meme-worthy moments.
Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
No.
And why Prince Harry's in court with Elton John. Plus,
watermelon sugar.
Who's Harry Styles kissing now and why we should have seen this coming? Then, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
And we are
spilling the E.T. beans.
Our wild exclusive with the longtime friends.
We did for E.T. because E.T.'s always been nice to us.
E.T.'s been there for us forever and ever and ever.
From Prince Harry's surprise return to the UK to Park City, Utah, and day five of Gwyneth Paltrow's wild ski accident civil trial, it really is a manic Monday. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, we're going to get to all of that stuff, but we begin with the news that shocked so many of us. One of the biggest rising stars in Hollywood, Jonathan Majors, arrested on domestic violence charges. Here are the latest details.
Assault and aggravated harassment. Shocking charges filed against Jonathan, who was taken to jail and released after an alleged domestic dispute where a woman accused him of trying to strangle her. The actor's rep tells ET he has done nothing wrong. So how did this happen? Reports say Jonathan and a 30-year-old woman believed to be his girlfriend got into an argument in a New York City taxi after she apparently saw him texting another woman. She claims he struck her in the face with an open hand, grabbed her hard enough to cause bruising, and placed his hand on her neck. Cops tell us the woman was taken to the hospital with minor head and neck injuries. To prove his innocence, Jonathan's lawyer tells ET there is video evidence, witness statements, and two written statements from the accuser recanting the allegations. The attorney claims Jonathan is the victim. Quote, this incident came about because this woman was having an emotional crisis. We expect these charges to be dropped soon. It's a stunning turn of events because Jonathan's become Hollywood's new it guy.
Do you open your arms to the fact that you have fast become the internet's boyfriend?
Well, as long as we have a great relationship, as long as we stay committed to each other, you know, and when we part ways amicably. Marvel, come through. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
The 33-year-old joined the MCU in 2021 as Kang the Conqueror, and just 3 weeks ago, he and Michael B. Jordan topped the box office with Creed 3. It's unclear if this arrest could affect future projects, but Jonathan's U.S. Army ads have been pulled pending the investigation.
And that was the first obstacle.
He's expected back in court May 8th.
Good morning, everyone.
As for Gwyneth Paltrow's court battle, today kicked off week two of her ski crash trial. Gwyneth took her seat and at times smirked while the plaintiff, 76-year-old Terry Sanderson, took the stand.
I heard a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was, and then, boom.
Gwyneth, of course, claims she was the one hit during her testimony, and her time on the stand has become one big meme.
Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
No.
One person compared this exchange to an SNL skit.
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Well, so. They're very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Another called it, quote, the very whitest, most privileged lawsuit I've ever seen.
After the incident, you got a massage.
I still felt very shaky. I decided to go in early and get a massage.
My yoga instructor decided, I don't like you anymore.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Across the pond, Prince Harry shocked everyone with this surprise appearance at London's High Court for a preliminary hearing in his lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mail.
What do you hope to achieve, sir?
The Duke of Sussex appeared relaxed, despite nearly colliding with a cameraman after photographers swarmed to get the shot.
Sorry, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Elton John, also a plaintiff in the lawsuit, arrived a few hours later. Both allege the publisher engaged in years of criminal activity, including phone tapping and other privacy breaches, which the defendants deny.
By this point, courtesy of the Daily Mail, the world knew our exact location.
We had to take legal action.
It's believed Harry is staying at Frogmore Cottage just 26 days after receiving an eviction notice from King Charles. So could Harry visit his family while in London? Well, not his father or Prince William. ET has learned both are out of town.
Well, this Harry, Harry Styles, and Emily Ratajkowski are out of town in Tokyo, but their public makeout sesh is setting the internet on fire. TheDailyMail.com obtained video of them kissing against a car, dancing in the street, and Harry getting handsy while on the road for the Love On Tour. Our source tells ET they have known each other for a while and have always had a strong attraction to one another. Yeah, cue the tape.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Harry full-on manifested this back in 2014, but John Legend is also taking credit. After his song Dope was heard playing in the background of their PDA, John posted, happy to help. We're told the pair is having fun together for now, because just last week, Emily said this.
I'm newly single. I'm like, I don't know if I ever want a relationship again.
The model, who was last linked to comedians Eric Andre and Pete Davidson, has an interesting connection to Harry. 2 weeks ago, Imrata was hanging with his ex, Olivia Wilde, at the Vanity Fair Oscars bash. As for Harry's last documented kiss, that would be with Louis Capaldi. Harry planted one on the fellow singer at the Brit Awards last month. Louis's reaction to the smooch seen round the world? Who knows if it'll be a full-blown romance, but sometimes a good old-fashioned makeout session is good for the soul. I'm just saying.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
And Emily are actually looking for another song to lock lips to. Well, Kelly Clarkson's got a couple ideas.
Yeah, in the form of a new album, yes. Up first in tonight's Know and Tell, Kelly Clarkson's Chemistry Test.
I've been working on this project for, well, close to 3 years now, and I wasn't sure I was going to release it, but I am. I didn't want everybody to think I was just coming out with some just like, I'm angry, I'm sad, like just one or two emotions.
Chemistry is Kelly's first album since finalizing her divorce from husband of nearly 7 years, Brandon Blackstock.
This album is definitely the arc of an entire relationship. So there's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly kind of thing going on in it. The entire album coming out soon. And also, music is from it is coming out even sooner. When I say soon, I mean really soon.
Fans can see Kelly perform new songs and her hits in a mini 10-show Vegas residency starting in July. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Now to the latest on Reese Witherspoon and Jim Todd's impending divorce. Yesterday would have been their 12th wedding anniversary, and a source tells ET Reese and Jim's decision to get a divorce was really just an amicable and thoughtful choice on both parts. There is nothing dramatic about it.
I could never do anything. I couldn't start a company. I couldn't climb a mountain. I couldn't have three kids if I didn't have a supportive husband. He's my biggest champion and my biggest fan.
The last time the two were photographed together, July. The year before, they sold their production company, Hello Sunshine, for more than $900 million. And now to an incredible update on Jeremy Renner's recovery. Nearly 3 months after he broke more than 30 bones in a freak snowplow accident, that's the actor using an anti-gravity treadmill to walk again. The device helps ease pressure on his legs.
It's like having a cane.
And you're totally doing the walking motion.
Correct.
So inspiring to see Jeremy up on his feet and moving around. All right, big question for all of you. What do Stephen Colbert, Vin Diesel, and Anderson Cooper all have in common? They all love Dungeons and Dragons, and they are not alone. It was recently estimated that 50 million people have played the game since its inception in 1974. So clearly there is a massive audience for Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, which by the way, hits theaters on Friday. Our Will Marfuji was at their big premiere with Chris Pine and Hugh Grant.
Talk to me about working with Chris, not only as a performer, but as an EP on this project.
I never knew he was my boss. I haven't treated him with the deserved respect in that case.
Would you go back and change anything had you known that?
I wouldn't do the film, frankly.
Never put your trust in a con man.
Hugh plays a villainous rogue standing in the way of a band of criminals trying to stop an evil force.
Oh, I got a good feeling about this.
In true role-playing fashion, is there something in your life that you would leave up to the role of a 20-sided die?
No.
I'm an awful gambler.
Everything, why not? Why not? The dice would make better decisions than I've made.
Princess Diaries 3. Anne says she's in. Julie says, yeah, maybe.
I'm here for it. Give me a phone call.
I loathe you.
I loathe you first.
Love Actually is turning 20 soon. What do you remember about filming that?
Obviously, a lot of dread of having to do that dancing scene. I dreaded that.
Did the dread dissipate once you realized that that's kind of an iconic moment in the film?
It helps. Yeah. It helps. And I still wince when I see it.
Hugh told Diane Sawyer that he hated doing that scene and also hated rehearsing it. But look, it turned out to be one of the most iconic moments of the movie. All right, coming up, we're with another all-star cast bringing Super Mario to life. Mario, Mario, Mario. Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Seth Rogen.
Whoa.
The Mario Brothers stars grilled by Matt's 8-year-old son, Macklin.
I'm gonna show you how I do my Mario voice.
That's wow, not cool, he just man. Took all three of our jobs. Yeah. Burn the tapes.
Then a big exclusive.
Pretty huge.
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler spilled the E.T.
Ask me.
What's a secret you never told anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
My character, Hank, is a kind of larger-than-life cowboy figure who goes out on a limb to make his fortune and get the rights to Tetris.
Yes, that Tetris. We've got your exclusive look at a mustache-clad Taron Egerton and the unbelievable true story of how one of the world's most iconic video games found its way around the globe during the Cold War era.
It's this mad dash to secure the rights to the game.
Tetris streams on Apple TV Plus on Friday. Now, let's get to another video game classic hitting the big screen. I love it. Nobody at home knows what we're saying, but we're talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yes, we are. Kids and kids at heart, mark your calendars for April 5th because you got Chris Pratt, mm-hmm. Seth Rogen, and Charlie Day leading the all-star voices, bringing the Mushroom Kingdom to life.
Woohoo! Have you ever worked on something that kind of touched in, tapped into this nostalgia?
For me, nothing remotely close to this. Yeah, no. My son, Jack, is a Luigi fan. Like, he plays Smash Brothers, and he's like, Dad, I own it, Smash. And I'm Luigi, and I think Luigi's a better player. So he's always kind of leaning against the characters that I play. He's Team Luigi.
As for my 8-year-old son, Macklin, Team Mario.
I'm gonna show you how I do my Mario voice. Let's go! Time to start the game.
Wow, actually, it's pretty good.
Don't
show that to Illumination. I don't want them to replace me with your adorable
son. Now we're going to lose our jobs.
Yeah. This is how I do my Bowser voice.
Pretty good.
Now you die.
What'd you do for the voice? What tricks?
I did nothing for the voice. It sounds like me.
We could do those voices if you know, but also maybe 90 minutes of that would be a little bit much. Oh, wow, love these mics.
Pedro Pascal skipped the accent too on SNL's recent mashup of Mario Kart meets The Last of Us.
You eat that poison?
It makes me feel big, okay?
It's pretty damn funny.
I'd watch that limited series. I might not let my son watch that one.
Yeah, but. Right.
Let's go.
And by the way, Seth is still okay not being a dad.
To me, the default should be no kids. And then maybe if you really want them and you can justify why it's worth bringing new life into this world, then yeah, knock yourself out.
A valuable perspective not often shared, but much appreciated. Now to these two superstars, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
Why am I your favorite?
Wow!
What?
Drew is so angry.
The longtime co-stars get personal.
Inquiring ET minds want to know.
Adam and Jen's big reveals.
The Rachel.
Oh, God.
As they spill the ET.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm just going to take a sip.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
He wrote a song for me, and it's called No One Is a Closer Friend Than You. And that's why this song is a secret?
No way! So I guess the title of Adam Sandler's number one co-star still up for grabs. Drew Barrymore and Jennifer Aniston were on hand as Adam received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
But Jen's got Drew beat for now because she and Adam are back in Murder Mystery 2, streaming Friday on Netflix, and they're celebrating with us for one very special E.T. exclusive.
I'm Jen Aniston.
My name is Adam Sandler, and we are
spilling the E.T. beans.
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 All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Mm. You're cute in your hoodie.
I'm just blocking things.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, fans are so excited about us. We could just put a green screen on your face. Fans are so excited to see us together. What is the best part of being my on-screen partner? Oh. Why am I your favorite?
Wow!
What?
Drew is so angry.
Why am I your favorite? I'll repeat it again.
Well, you certainly have a way about making life fun on the set.
Oh.
You're caring. You care about how I'm doing, if I'm enjoying my life, if I'm healthy. You do things to make my beard smell better.
Mm-hmm.
When you kiss, we do the kissing scenes.
Yes,
you wait to go into the other room to scream, what the hell was that?
Right.
And that's it. That's all I got for you.
Okay.
And a burger.
All right, Sandalman.
I just noticed you don't have your glasses on when you're reading. That's why it's fun to see you struggle.
You mother. If you were to leave the industry tomorrow, what would we find you doing?
I wish I was a doctor.
I don't know if I would honestly trust you with my body parts.
First thing I would do is fix that finger of yours.
My finger that I lost when I was 20 in a car door?
We see a lavish wedding in this movie. What was the most lavish luxe event you've ever been to? One of them.
I would have to say your daughter's bat mitzvah. I was like walking into Disneyland on crack. What is a question you have always wanted to ask me? Ask me.
Okay.
Ask.
All right, let me think. Why?
Inquiring ET minds want to know.
Okay.
Bean spiller.
All right. The Rachel.
Oh, God.
I know no one talks to you about that. I want to just know, when you first saw it in the mirror for the first time, did you say, this is it, this is the one I wanted, this is fantastic, it feels soft, it looks beautiful?
I really did enjoy it when it first happened.
After 6 months, did you say,
get it off?
I can't do the Rachel anymore.
I just started growing it out, and it was too hard because I couldn't do it on my own, and I just looked Rosanna Dana. I feel we spilled. What are you going to do with that?
I was just going to take a sip. All right.
Well, I feel like we've spilled something.
We spilled a lot of beans. We spilled even more than that. Our heart, our soul.
We gave our heart and soul out to it.
We did it for E.T. because E.T.'s always been nice to us.
E.T.'s been there for us forever and ever and ever. Literally.
Let's do it.
I know. Since the beginning of time.
Totally. 100%.
You go. No, you're totally wrong, David.
I'm sorry, I'm just being interviewed, and you know what, I can't concentrate.
One day you will make movie with me.
Mark my words.
How many E.T. interviews do you think you have done in your life? That's my last question.
Wow.
I have the answer.
I almost want to say
it's
you
an
do?
Exact number. I got it right here.
What is it?
4,012.
Oh, close. Beep. Beep, beep, beep.
I could watch them all day. How cute was that? That was really cool.
I want to say we've done more than 4,000 interviews with Jennifer.
Well, I'm going to add to it because I'm going to be with the two of them at their premiere tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be good.
Coming for you.
All right, coming up, the Harry Potter star gearing up to welcome their first baby.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, I'm Hayden Panettiere. This is my ET retrospective.
Tomorrow, Hayden's Hollywood Rewind.
Ew.
Only on ET.
I killed Smokey's boyfriend.
Ooh, I forgot that Hayden was on Guiding Light. You know I love my story.
Yes, you do.
Speaking of daytime, join us tonight for CBS Presents The Young and the Restless 50th Anniversary Celebration and Entertainment Tonight Special. Now, we've got everything, y'all, from the epic fights to the famous alumni. We've got brand new interviews and never-before-heard stories from the cast. And I did it from The Young and the Restless set.
I can't wait to see this.
Gotta be
telling
you
about it, but I can't wait to see it.
So good.
All right, before we go, Harry Potter is going to be a dad.
Together.
Congratulations to Daniel Radcliffe and his longtime girlfriend, Erin. They are expecting their first child together. Back in 2020, we spoke to Daniel about their life in quarantine.
I'm with my girlfriend. We also don't have children that we are trying to homeschool or entertain. So, you know, all in all, we're pretty good.
Well, we know what they were doing in quarantine.
Exactly. We know what happened.
Congratulations, y'all.
See y'all
Bye.
Later.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Entertainment Tonight ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.